It's finally Friday on Rush to Reason with your host, John Rush.
So I tell them I'm a pro, Jack. And who do you think they give me?
The Dalai Lama himself.
So we finish 18, and he's going to stiff me. And I say, hey, Lama, hey, how about a little something, you know, for the effort, you know? And he says, it won't be any money. But when you die, on your deathbed, you will receive total consciousness. So I got that for you.
And movie reviews with Andy Pate.
I think that you got the wrong impression about me. I think in all fairness, I should explain to you exactly what it is that I do.
What I do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills I've acquired over a very long career. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Chief, mate, what do you want to do tonight?
The same thing we do every night, Pinky. Try to take over the world.
Stick a fork in me, Jerry. I'm done.
Now, here is your host of Rush to Reason, John Rush.
All right, hour number two is upon us. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Myself, Andy, Charlie, my son Richard will join us here in a few minutes. We'll get things set up, take a quick break, come back like we do our nice long segment, because today's movies, right in tune with what's going on, Andy, are what?
Scam movies. It's a scam. It's a con. So movies about that, let us know at 303-477-5600.
By the way, question of the day was, let me go back to that real quick. Question of the day was 45% of couples disagree on how to do this at home. I got another answer in via text message, which was how to fold laundry.
Oh.
Not bad.
That's not bad.
It's getting closer. We'll give you the answer at 5 o'clock. That's getting a little closer, but it's
see, I just pack it down with my foot in the hamper.
By the way, somebody said that, are you aware that the original patent for toilet paper says it's supposed to be over the top? So we're right. Over the top. There we go. All right, so we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come right back, and we will get going on movie reviews as soon as we come back. Mighty Hand Construction is next, folks. And at Mighty Hand, they work in the northern part of Colorado and want to help you with all of your remodeling projects, basement refinish, bathroom, you name it. They can take care of it. Find them at klzradio.com or call 970-844-9191.
You will get burned looking for the cheapest option. Micah Applegate and his team at Mighty Hand Construction find that a lot of homeowners don't understand the true value of a reliable contractor. Suppose you try to manage your own remodeling project and the guy working on your basement botches the job. Now it's up to you to make him fix it or find someone else to correct his mistakes. You call company after company asking for estimates and no one will call you back. Then once they finally do get back to you, they expect you to do most of the work yourself, including coming up with the actual construction plans. It's like they don't want your money. As a local, full-service construction company in northern Colorado, Mighty Hand operates character first, overseeing your entire project from beginning to end. Make sure you hire a contractor who will handle the process for you. Schedule an estimate now at klzradio.com/mightyhand, honoring God, impacting customers.
Affordable interest mortgage, if you need help getting those things done we just talked about with Mighty Hands. So some of the things done around the house, the fix-up, maybe even windows, siding, whatever. Kurt Rogers can show you how to make that happen. In a lot of cases, not spend any more money per month than you currently are. He'll show you how that works. Call him at 720-895-0500. And don't forget to ask about the asset manager loan as well. 720-895-0500.
Rates are like a roller coaster lately. Are you concerned about the future and how to protect your home? Do you want to become mortgage safe? Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage. With home values still at their highest level ever and rates at historic lows, now may be the best time to be prepared if the economy changes. Last time, many of our friends lost their home when it was unnecessary. Take AIM, 720-895-0500. Many of our clients have the ability to tap their equity should the economy change, all without having to borrow the money now. We can show you how to access your equity in these uncertain times to give you peace of mind and allow you to focus on what's important, your family. Call Affordable Interest Mortgage at 720-895-0500. That's 720-895-0500. We are locally owned and operated since 2001. Our reputation of putting you first with straight answers and listening are unmatched in Colorado. Let us help you protect your home. Take AIM, 720-895-0500, where it's all about you.
putting reason into your afternoon drive. This is John Rush.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. I've got some other text messages. Some of these I will read in the 5 o'clock mark, by the way. If you want to keep commenting on some of the election stuff, feel free to do so. We'll come back to that at 5 o'clock. So I do have, though, a couple more answers on question of the day.
Okay.
Somebody also said, on top of what Andy said earlier, raising children, so discipline, raising kids, all of that. Somebody else said, and I won't give out whether this is the right answer or not until 5 o'clock, how you load the dishwasher. That's the other answer I got. We'll give you the answer at 5 for sure. Keep sending us what your answer is to the question of the day. By the way, text line, even on the movies that we're going to go through right now, 307-200-8222. 307-200-8222, though. Richard joining us now. You there, Richard?
Yeah, why are you talking about a dishwasher? You don't use a dishwasher.
No, I do not. I have two, and I don't use either.
You have a problem.
No, I don't. I just like everything done, handled, put away, and don't even use the bloody thing.
Do you let dishes stack up?
No.
I do not.
Oh,
I can't stand that. I go crazy.
Oh, that is my pet peeve.
No,
can't
but
do
Andy,
that.
Here's the deal. He doesn't let dishes stack up, but he doesn't use what modern technology has given him.
Yeah, it's called a sponge and soap.
Dad, do you know how disgusting sponges can get?
Do you know? That is one thing I do put in the dishwasher.
The sponge?
The sponge.
You have to every now and then. Well, you have to. It gets bad.
Otherwise, it gets bad. Or you throw it away and put a new one in. Whatever.
But it's so weird, John, because you always want the latest and greatest with cars.
I know. But
the latest tech, man.
I'm not that way with the dishwasher.
Andy, it's the latest and greatest with everything, except he's living in the flipping stone ages with his dishwasher.
All right, let's get to movies. Here we go. Andy, you're up first.
Okay, well, really quick here about scam movies.
Yes.
Because, yeah, there is a big scam. And let me just say this on the election.
Yes.
Okay, yeah, I think it's almost impossible to find all the bad votes and all this nationwide and all
Agreed.
That. Okay, that's – but in my opinion, if only legal votes were counted, yeah, Trump would win.
I think so, too.
He'd win handily.
He's got to figure that out.
Exactly.
That's going to be the hard part.
Okay.
Here we go.
But one thing I love about scam movies, John, and
By the way, this is one of my favorite genres.
They can be a lot of fun.
I don't know why. I just love watching them.
Well, here's one thing I love. They're the most difficult to write.
Ah.
It's tough to write a good scam.
Okay.
And still make the characters interesting.
Okay.
In the scam. So I like that.
All right,
let's jump in. I know the ones that you guys are going to want to lead with, so I'm going to leave those alone.
How do you know that? You don't know.
Oh, there's a couple big ones.
You don't know, Andy.
Yeah, so you don't know.
I know you guys better than you know yourself.
Oh, geez, we'll find out.
Here we go.
You're up. Go.
So I'm going to start with one of mine instead. Dirty Rotten Scoundrels with Steve Martin and Michael Caine.
Not on my list.
I know. This is one from my list. And a very, very funny movie. Folks, if you've not seen it or have not seen it in a while, this is worth watching. It was one of the funnier performances by Steve Martin. And it also had a lot of really good back and forth scamming of the various characters.
Okay. It's Dirty Rotten Scoundrels.
What do you think, Richard?
You ever see it, Richard? I never saw it.
I never saw it either.
No, I guess that's one for me to watch.
Well, it's actually very popular. I put the question out every week. You know, what are your favorite?
I know you guys are going to hate me for saying this.
I got like several. The number one answer I got was Dirty Rotten Scoundrels.
And you guys are going to really hate me for saying this.
What?
I'm going to say it anyways. Steve Martin's not my favorite actor. I know a lot of people love Steve Martin.
What?
Think he's
Who
great.
Are you?
He's not.
You get skipped. You get skipped.
Yeah. I love Steve Martin. I don't know if he's my
favorite, but I think because I was a kid, I watched him so much, I kind of, you know how you get worn out on certain actors and such at times?
Sure.
I think I got worn out of him when I was a kid. I just don't watch him anymore.
What don't you like about him?
He's just, I don't know. I mean, he's good and he's funny and he's corny. I think, again, I just think because I watched him so much as a kid. Charlie, do you feel the same way about Steve Martin? You almost watched him so much as a kid, he's worn out now. Charlie agrees with me. He's shaking his head yes. Kind of tired of him. That's kind of where I am.
Is that why all you watch are Vin Diesel movies
now? No! No!
That's okay. Don't be embarrassed.
Please.
It's
no.
All right.
Yes,
get
Andy.
Out of it.
Andy,
stand
you're
that
right
guy.
There. Oh. Right there.
You give me still, a gun. Just
Richard,
give me a gun.
I have to ask you before we go to you. Did you ever watch Pitch Black? Am I the only one who's seen Pitch Black here?
No, I think I watched it.
It's good.
I think I saw it.
Yeah. Okay, scam movie.
Okay, you're up,
Richard.
Man. You're up, Richard. Go ahead.
All right, so, Dad, in honor of Steve Martin, I'm going to go with another one, which is going to be Sergeant Bilko.
Oh, you took it one of mine.
One of the... Nice. See, Andy? I told you. one of the best movies of just, you know, when they're running the poker game in the back garage and they're trying to get the hovercraft, and basically they're proving that
the hover tank.
You know, people forget the whole, yeah, the hover tank, sorry. People forget the entire point of the movie is for them to show that it works, and then they end up setting up the, you know, dynamite and stuff behind it or whatever, or the C4, and they blow it up. It's just a fantastic movie.
Yeah. It is. Okay. It's a funny movie. It's a surprisingly funny movie because it came out with a lot of, without a lot of hype. Nobody knew about it,
yes,
and it was very funny.
It is.
Okay, I'm going to dirty the waters, literally, because if you're a small child listening, this is not a movie you should ever watch in your entire life, because it's absolutely one of those that you just should not ever see.
Schindler's List.
No, Wolf of Wall Street.
Yeah, definitely.
Good one, though.
Okay, good movie, but as a, you know, yeah, you should never let your kids watch that movie, ever. Ever.
You know, with con movies, scam movies, I think we're going to make it through this entire episode without you recommending Schindler.
No, that's, there's no scam there. No con there. Unfortunately, that was all real life.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Unfortunately. So, yeah. All right, so you're up. Go ahead.
Okay, next one. I got to go to a movie called A Fish Called Wanda.
Never saw that movie.
With Jamie Lee Curtis, John Cleese, and Kevin Kline.
You like Jamie Lee, don't you?
Heck yeah. Are you kidding? I'm a red-blooded American male.
She's another one that is like Steve Martin in my book. I watched her enough as a kid that I don't really care to see her today.
Well,
sorry.
I mean, in her prime. I mean, she was very good. The whole idea is she's got to seduce this lawyer, this British lawyer, to get diamonds from a heist because he wound up being the one who's...
So why is it called A Fish Called Wanda?
It's a bizarre little show. The fish is actually goldfish.
Ah.
And she's Wanda.
Ah, okay.
And I don't want to give any more of it away.
No,
let me just say this. It's got an excellent pace. It's very funny. Kevin Kline... It's hysterical and
maybe
very
I'll watch
evil.
It. Okay, maybe I'll watch it. You know, it's funny about doing these, even though everybody thinks that's listening, that we've all seen every one of these movies, there's a lot of these that I actually go watch afterwards because some of the things you guys suggest I've never seen. I hope listeners do the same thing.
Yeah, like Pitch Black.
That's the idea of why we do. And I'm not watching Pitch Black.
Oh, come on.
It's Vin Diesel, no.
I will say this.
The guy can't act if his life depended on it.
But have you ever seen a movie, and Richard, back me up here, where a guy who may or may not be able to act, or a girl, whatever, they're in the perfect role for them. You know, Stallone is Rocky, that kind of thing.
But that's different.
Stallone's not acting. No, it's not. Stallone's not acting in Rocky. He just is Rocky.
He's just
both.
Rocky. Like
that's what I mean.
Diesel has is putts written next to him.
Vin Diesel is perfect in Pitch Black.
Jeez.
Yes, but The Rock doesn't act either, and he still makes a gazillion dollars because
okay.
He just picks movies that fit him perfectly.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Go ahead, Richard. You're up.
All right, so I'm going to go. I think we've done this one a while. Similar, I'm going to stick on the comedy train, and that's going to be Fun with Dick and Jane.
Oh, it's on my list, yes.
With Jim Carrey and Taylor.
Oh, it's hilarious.
They do a great
you
job.
You just took my television.
Got a vision. And then, you know, he takes the grass up in his front yard.
They repo the grass. That's hilarious.
And then, they rob the store. I mean, it actually is a really good movie. And Jim Carrey, I mean, he just kind of
plays. Yeah, for
that
those
role
of you that don't
really,
know,
really
it's
well.
Sort of a spin on Enron, on the story about Enron. It's kind of what it's about.
Not sort of. It basically is,
yeah. It's pretty funny, actually.
And what happened. Yeah, very much so. So, and basically, he takes the fall. They put him on TV, and, you know, as Enron's collapsing, he's the guy that, you know, supposed to be answering.
He's the spokesman, basically.
No,
yeah.
Yep. Good one.
It is funny. Don't they end up like living in the car and all sorts of, you know, all sorts of things when it's all done?
Yes. They live out of the car for part of it, but then they end up getting their house back because they start robbing everything. Remember?
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that part. That's so bad. All right. Okay. How about? Gosh, I got a lot on my list. How about The Sting?
See, that was one of the two I thought you guys were going to do.
Probably the best all-time old movies when it comes to cons. It is, in my opinion, one of the all-time greatest movies ever in that genre.
First of all, yes, absolutely. And secondly, can you guys tell me any two actors who had more natural chemistry than Redford and Newman?
No, those guys were awesome. Yeah.
I mean, it was like they were born to be on the screen together.
Yeah.
Butch Cassidy, Sundance Kid.
They just had, chemistry like no tomorrow. Very good. Yes. Go ahead, Andy.
Okay, I'm up. I have decided to make this the Steve Martin episode.
Really?
Just because you came out against Steve. You came out against Steve.
Jeez.
How could you?
I can't believe it.
I know. All of me with Steve Martin and Lily Tomlin. This is a funny movie,
folks.
She's
another one that drives me nuts.
This, I know, but this.
Andy, you're killing me.
This is a funny movie. It is.
She died, right? She's not around anymore, is she?
Yeah, I believe she died. You have a young woman who convinces this rich woman who is dying. So this rich woman's dying, and this young lady convinces her that she can have the old lady's soul moved to the young lady's body by this holy man. Well, the problem is it goes wrong, and the holy man puts that lady's soul into Steve Martin's body, and he's got to share it. So he's got two souls, his and Lily Tomlin's,
actually,
in his body.
And Lily was funny, but she's another one just kind of wore me out after a while.
Well, she was great in this
movie.
Feel
the same way, Charlie? Lily Tomlin, is she another one that sort of wore you out after a while? Yeah.
I have not known anyone. First of all, I've not known many people who have seen All of Me. And secondly, I've not known anyone who has seen All of Me who didn't really like it.
It's a good, no, I'll give you, it's good. Yeah, it's a good movie.
Okay.
All right.
Richard.
Go ahead.
All right, so I'm going to go, great choices, by the way. I'm going to go with one that I think is one of my, actually, maybe a top 10 movie of all time. And that's going to be Catch Me If You Can.
Yeah.
That was the other one.
I watched it the other night, actually.
See, now, so that was the other one I thought you guys were going to do, was those two.
It's a great
movie. The Sting and Catch Me If You Can.
It's that of scams of all time, and based on a true story, by the way, as well. Just a great movie. It's just a fun movie.
Well, they just do a great job. I mean, both of them in their roles just do a great job at kind of portraying. You've got DiCaprio as the young kid, and he just they kind of progress him, and he gets better. And it really is fascinating.
And Walken plays a great part in that, too. Christopher Walken is great in that one as well.
Oh, he does.
Oh, yeah.
His dad.
They do a great job at kind of putting the movie together to where it's entertaining, but it's also you're learning, right? You're kind of learning about this whole
thing. Yeah, and don't forget, Tom Hanks plays a great part, too. He's the FBI detective.
Yeah, he's terrific.
Yeah, he's good, too. It's a great cast, by the way.
Absolutely.
I didn't look this up, but I have to believe that box office wise, was that one of the bigger hits for a lot of those actors, period?
Well, I mean, those actors are so big. All of them have had much bigger hits than Catch Me If You Can, but it was a big hit.
I was going to say, did the movie do well, is what I'm trying to say?
Yes, it did well.
But
it wasn't Titanic. It wasn't
right.
Forrest Gump.
It did $164 million. Not bad.
Yeah.
No. Not bad.
52.
Okay. Not bad.
John?
All right. Let's go to Patrick and Peyton, who's got a movie for us. Patrick, welcome. What's going on?
Oh, not a lot. I got a couple of movies, actually, for you.
Let's hear it.
One of them is Grifters.
Oh, one of mine.
John Cusack. Was that one of yours, Andy?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, with Angelica Houston?
Yes. That was a great movie.
Yeah.
And then the other one is Double Take.
That one I don't remember.
I don't remember that one either.
It's starring Eddie Griffin and Orlando Jones.
I like those guys.
And it's pretty funny. It's a funny movie.
Okay. Okay. All right. Patrick, thanks, Charlie. I'll let you hang him up because I messed up on the channel there. But all right, so I'm next. Hey, real quick, by the way, I did look up. And Richard, you're correct. It was $52 million was the budget. It grossed $164 in North America and $352 worldwide.
$352 worldwide? I didn't know that.
Made a little money on that one.
Wow.
They did pretty well.
Thanks. Yeah.
Not bad. Okay, so my next one's going to be... it's still a great movie, and I know it's sort of a twisted plot towards the end, but 21.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
It's classic.
And he's another one that's kind of worn me out, because of after coming out being gay and weird and all that stuff, I've kind of quit watching his movies. But anyways.
Well, you know, still a good movie.
It's still a great movie. Yeah. It
okay.
Is. All right.
All right, guys. Well, I am just going to keep with Steve Martin. I'm just going to do this now. Now it's
killing
funny.
Me.
Now I'm just having too much fun. Leap of Faith.
Never saw it.
Steve Martin, he plays a bogus faith healer.
Imagine that.
He bilks these small towns. And this is a chance for Steve Martin to really do his shtick up on the stage, being the faith healer, and he was very funny. The movie was not great. It wasn't All of Me level or anything like that, but it's pretty good, and he was very good. And it actually has a good message at the end. So there you go, Leap of Faith.
Okay. All right. Richard, you're up.
All right, so I'm going to go with, again, a more serious one. And we've talked about this one before, but that's going to be The Big Short.
Ah, good movie.
One of mine.
Yeah, like it. Good movie. Which basically, it's essentially a movie about what happened in 08.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. It walks you through it. And they do it in a creative way that, again, leaves you very, you know, I'll be honest, a lot of times you want to sit down for a movie and really kind of have to learn through it. But they do a good job, again, similar to Catch Me If You Can, of kind of teaching you as you're watching this movie, which I thought was really
cool. That's a good point.
Yeah.
Okay. It's kind of a lesson as well. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, my next one is, which again is another movie you probably shouldn't let your kids ever watch, is American Hustle.
And again, you're right. You shouldn't let your kids watch it.
You should not let your kids watch that. But it's another one where...
Was that Gear? Who was that?
Oh, there's several different ones in that one. Hold on. I will tell you real quick who's in that one. Give me one second here. Bum-ba-da-dum. Cast was Amy Adams, Jennifer Lawrence, Christian Bale, Bradley Cooper, Jeremy Renner. Had a huge cast.
Oh, yeah.
And it was good. And it's the best part about that movie, just me personally, is where it's positioned in time and all the outfits and the period, just all of what they did there just takes you back in time.
Yep.
Pretty cool movie. Anyways.
Okay. Here's one. I'm going to depart just momentarily from Steve Martin.
Oh, thank God. Thank you.
Just because I know you're starting to melt down. You're starting to shake. And we can't have that anymore. So I'm going to go a different direction with... which one do I want? The Usual Suspects.
The Usual Suspects.
Yep.
I don't have that on my list.
Kevin Spacey. He plays a guy who has to convince the feds that a crime lord exists, who doesn't exist, who recruited him and others into a heist. Very sharp little movie. Very well directed. The Usual Suspects. Did you ever see it, Richard?
I never did. I've heard of it. I never saw it, though, to be honest with you.
Well done. Trust me.
All right. You're up, Richard.
All right. So I'm... Oh, geez. All right. So I'm going to go with one. This is interesting guy. I don't know if you've seen this one, Dad. Matt Stickman.
Oh, one of mine.
Parts of it. I've never seen all of it, but I've seen parts of it.
Nicky Cage.
Yeah, Nick.
That guy's weird.
The clean freak. I mean, and you've got who's the other guy in that movie? What's his name, Andy? He's
Sam Rockwell.
Sam Rockwell, yes. I just feel like they did a really good job together because Nick is more slow, voice, just kind of how he talks.
Right.
And Sam, he just does a really good job at I felt like they did a really good job at piecing everything together.
What's the movie about? I've never seen it.
It's about basically
his daughter comes along. Allison Lohman plays her, and she wants to get into... Nicolas Cage is a con man, and she wants to get into the business.
Oh, in the con business.
Yeah, and he's not too cool on that. So yeah.
Okay.
OCD type of a dude, clean freak. Yeah. So
like me with the dishes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Gotcha. Exactly. And so.
Gotcha.
There you go.
Or my cars or other sundry things that I'm OCD about. Yeah, I'm a little OCD, sorry. All right, I've got one. How about... Gosh, I have a bunch. Got to pick a good one here. How about Focus?
Good one.
Will Smith, right?
Will Smith.
Marco Robbie.
Yeah.
By the way, two terrific actors there.
It's a great movie. I mean, they do a great job together, and it's just got a great ending. It's one of those movies that if it comes on, even if you're watching it like halfway through, you just keep watching it. You never turn the channel. That's the kind of show it is to me.
Well, since you're still looking a little... Oh, wait, you want to go to break first? We'll come back.
Yeah, let's take a quick break.
We'll come back. I got another one, and I'm promising you it does not have Steve Martin.
Thank God. Enchanted Kitchens is next, folks. And what you don't want to be conned on is all the construction and stuff that goes on when you try to do remodels, because there's a lot of conning that can happen there.
Oh, yeah. They don't tell you everything that's going to hit you.
Or I've seen stories where you give the contractor money that never shows up.
Yeah.
You don't want that, folks. Don't get conned when it comes to how you do your kitchen. That won't happen with Enchanted Kitchens because they'll do the design process and help you through the entire remodel of your kitchen, watching it every step of the way because that's what they do. KLZRadio.com, 303-376-7588. Call Enchanted Kitchens today.
The Enchanted Kitchens Experience Center feels like home, only better. The design process at Enchanted Kitchens always begins in their award-winning showroom because their team believes you need to see, touch, and feel your new kitchen ahead of time. Built to look like a nicer version of your own home with an open floor plan, the Experience Center allows you to visualize a kitchen that works. Standing inside a true-to-life example of a functional kitchen, you can start to imagine how much more you'll enjoy your new space, solidifying your vision for your home. Then, the Enchanted Kitchens design team will bring samples into your home to help truly picture your new kitchen and discuss the design based on your budget and style. Visit the Enchanted Kitchens Experience Center and feel at home, only better. Fill out the contact form at klzradio.com/kitchens and schedule a free design consultation at the Enchanted Kitchens Experience Center, where magic meets design.
Now is the time to zero in on your target audience. So many businesses spread themselves too thin by trying to reach an enormous pool of customers. John Rush can help you define your niche, trimming the fat so you can maximize your profits. Not just surviving the shutdowns, but actually beating out your competition with smarter business strategies. You've done a good job staying afloat. Now it's time to hone in on your most profitable customers. Reach John now at RushToReason.com.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. And Andy is up next when it comes to con or scam movies.
Okay, let's go back in time. Let's do a classic here with Eddie Murphy and Dan Aykroyd, Trading Places. Did you ever see that one?
Mm-hmm.
Two wealthy old men, they make a nature versus nurture bet with two young men,
yep.
Basically making the rich one poor and the poor one rich, and see how they turn out. But the young men learn of the bet and hatch a scheme to get even.
It's actually a good, it's a funny movie.
It is a funny movie. And by the way, who's in it? Jamie Lee Curtis.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
I know, I threw that. I told you I wouldn't have Steve Martin, but
okay.
I hit you with Jamie Lee.
Okay, Richard, you're up.
Good one, Andy. Good one. I'm going to go with one that I'm sure these are on your list because this is going to kind of go as – I know we've done heists before, but Scam is going to be fall in the same category, and that's going to be the Ocean series.
Yep.
Really good films. They just did them tremendously.
Yep. And
again, Dad, you were talking about a movie that whenever it's on, whatever part
you just watch
it. You just kind of kinda watch it.
Yeah, it doesn't matter if they're halfway through. You know where you're at. You just keep watching it.
Exactly. So really good movie. They did a fantastic job on it. And I don't know. I enjoyed it.
No, it came in from a couple of listeners as well. So that's another one that the listeners love. So good one. All right. I got to do this one just because it is what it is. Wall Street, the original one. Gecko. Gordon Gecko.
Gordon Gecko.
With the big old honking phone. You know, that was the cell phone back in the day. You know, the big old brick phone. They called them the bricks from Motorola. Big old honking thing. Did you ever see it, Richard, the original one?
Yeah, I did with those
Charlie Michael Sheen.
Charlie Sheen and Michael Douglas, right?
Yeah, Michael Douglas. He was Gordon Gecko.
Yeah, but seriously, that really was like holding a shoebox next to your head.
Oh, they were. I had one of those back in the day.
Did you?
Yeah,
really?
I had the original one that was super thick. I mean, the thing weighed it was like a lethal weapon. I mean, you're holding this thing up to your ear talking.
Was it coal driven? Did you have to shovel it into the side of it?
It was like steam driven, I think. Yeah, stinking thing was ginormous. It was huge. Portable phone.
Okay, I'm up.
Which, by the way, real quick, as a side note,
go ahead.
Motorola made bank back in the day. I mean, that made them back in the day. You know, they were the Apple, literally, in their time. Richard, you wouldn't remember this way before your time, but they were literally like the Apple of that day with that type of, you know, with that phone and what they did after that. They were the king back then.
They were.
Literally.
They really were.
Yep. Anyways, go ahead, Andy.
Okay. Well, since we're also doing a little bit of a heist movie feel here.
Sure. Well, con sometimes involves a heist.
There's a lot of cons in heists.
Right.
I'm going to do one that we've done many times, but we love this one, and it's where there's a heist, then there's you know, then they get a traitor in their midst, and it's the Italian Job.
Yeah, great movie.
And in this one, the good guys are scamming for revenge. Got to get even against one of my favorite actors of all time, Edward Norton, who plays the
there's
bad guy.
There's so many good actors.
There's so many. I mean, Wahlberg even shows at one point him scamming kids as a kid.
Okay, I have a confession I have to make when it comes to Wahlberg. Okay. I have a confession. I watched Ted the other night.
Yeah, that's not a con movie.
That's so bad. That movie is so bad.
Yes, it is.
Is it a con movie or not? Does the bear con anybody? What's the deal on that one?
I don't know.
Oh, what?
What, Richard?
No, it's not a con movie. The bear's,
the bear's just bad.
You're just stretching.
Oh, it's bad.
You are stretching.
Sorry. This is confession. I shouldn't have watched it.
But in terms of what movie out of all of these we've mentioned so far, and there are some terrific ones, would I want to watch the most often? It's probably The Italian Job. It's a can't miss.
It's one of those movies that, again, no matter when it comes up, you're watching it.
Right.
Right?
Yep.
No matter what, you're watching it. That's what it is. That's what you're doing. Period. Okay, good one. Yeah, good one. Way to go. Okay, next.
All right, so this one isn't quite a, it's a movie, it's more of a documentary, and that's going to be Fyre, about the Fyre Festival on Netflix. And I'll be honest, I haven't watched
it
the way through.
You have totally lost me.
Yeah, I don't know that one at all.
Do you guys know what the Fyre Festival is?
No.
That thing in California where they, like, what is it?
No, it was a place down in, I don't know if it was California or the Bahamas. I think it was in the Bahamas.
Oh, Bahamas. That's right. No, you're right. It's on the Bahamas, on the island.
It was supposed to be like this massive, you know, music festival.
That's
kind of
right.
Like Woodstock and sort of thing. And I think it was I don't know who, I think it was Ja Rule. There's a couple of famous people that were a part of it. And basically, Andy, they got a bunch of teens and, you know, 20-year-old kids to, like, buy tickets, and they were expensive tickets. But when people got down there, there was nothing ready. It was just basically like tents on the beach. There wasn't these nice accommodations. There was like a little bit of music playing. It was a major scam, massive. And it's kind of otherworldly. So, again, I've watched part of it, haven't gotten all the way through it, but I have people who have. And if you actually research the actual Fyre Festival, it's pretty gnarly.
I'll have to actually watch it at some point because I've heard about it, and I've watched some of the, like, previews or whatever, too, but I've never really watched the whole thing. I need to.
Yeah, and basically, this documentary speculates that really it wasn't, like, some sort of, you know, they messed up and, like, they just couldn't get stuff there, but there was actually a kind of like a Ponzi scheme side of a deal where people bought into this and that it was actually done fraud. And I think they actually got held responsible, if I'm not mistaken.
I think you're right. Okay,
yep.
Mine are, and I think there's two of these. I've seen them, and it's been a while since I've watched them, but they were actually pretty good movies. The Now You See Me's 1 and 2.
Oh, that was coming
pretty
up.
Good.
Those are good, right? Good movies?
Yeah, they're pretty good. Jesse Eisenberg.
Yeah.
The Four Horsemen.
Yeah, and there's a lot of great actors in it. It's a good movie.
Yeah.
I like it,
it's
actually.
Very good.
Okay, go ahead.
All righty. Let's go. This one's funny, and it's... You don't always do scams and cons to get a ton of money. There can be other reasons you scam and con.
True.
And I'm going to go with Kurt Russell and Goldie Hawn in Overboard.
Oh, yeah.
Where he...
Oh, yeah.
She goes overboard, falls overboard in her boat. She gets amnesia, and he hates her because he went to work for her, and she treated him terribly when he was working on her boat. And so Kurt Russell then cons her into thinking he's her husband. And she's the mother of his kids, and his kids are horrible. They're monsters.
Yep.
It is funny. He puts her through an ever-living hell on earth.
And I know you didn't like the replay or, you know, the remake of it, but it wasn't bad.
Well, I didn't love it. I didn't hate it. It
wasn't bad. It was the opposite.
It was just okay. It was just kind of slow.
Wasn't as good as the first one.
No, the first one was fresh,
fun.
First
one was hilarious.
And had a much better pace.
And Goldie Hawn was great.
And Kurt Russell was just horrible.
Just awesome.
What he did to her.
I know, it was terrible, but it was funny, though.
Did you see that one, Richard, with Kurt Russell? And
the original one.
I never did, no.
It's worth seeing.
Worth seeing.
Yeah,
funny.
You should see it. All right, go ahead. You're up.
All right, so I'm going to go with one. Andy, I'm not sure if you've seen this one. Honestly, I saw it a long time ago, and honestly, just kind of Google brought me back onto it. The Brothers Bloom. with Mark Ruffalo and Adrian Brody. They're two brothers. They basically kind of they think they're the greatest con men of all time. They're really not, but it's kind of a good movie. It's kind of a spin on that, but it's I don't know if you've ever seen it or not. I figured I would try to.
You know, I've heard of it, but I haven't seen it. I've not seen it. Was it pretty good?
You haven't seen
The Brothers Bloom? No, there's a lot of movies I haven't seen. There's millions of movies. I mean,
right?
Yeah.
Oh, you're pretty good, I got to say.
Okay, I have actually somebody's helping me out in texting world.
Okay.
Now, not making fun. It's always a serious movie, but somebody's backing me up here. Isn't Schindler's List a scam movie?
Oh, come on.
Schindler is scamming the Nazis by lying to them about how many Jews he actually needs to run his manufacturing plant.
Yes, yes, it is. He is in a way. I know.
Yes. Thank you, Texter.
But there's deception in a lot of movies.
Thank you, Mr. Texter. Good job.
Good.
Somebody's got my back.
You know, I'm going to speak for your son here. Let it go, Dad.
Somebody's got my back. Good job.
Dad, categories you'd like to think that you wouldn't be able to actually come up with Schindler's List.
I mean, romantic comedies, musicals.
They did.
You put it right in.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it. All right, so my real movie is Tower Heist.
Okay.
That's a scam movie.
Yeah, it is.
Okay. And it's not a bad movie, actually. It's pretty decent. So, all right, you're up.
Okay. We got to go back. Got to go back to Steve Martin.
Oh, geez.
With Eddie Murphy in Bowfinger.
Never saw it.
Yeah. Steve Martin plays a director who's down on his luck. He can't get a movie.
It's falling apart. Every Steve Martin movie you just described. Everyone.
Oh, be quiet.
Every single Steve Martin movie you just described.
Are you
going
to need to get counseling? I mean, are you going to get over this?
Jerk. I mean, every movie he's ever made you just described.
He's good at that. He's good at that. But in this one, here's what's interesting. The plot is very cool because he needs a hit, right? But he's a down-on-his-luck director, and he can't get a star. And Eddie Murphy plays a big star.
Oh.
And so what Steve Martin does is directs a movie with Eddie Murphy in it, but Eddie Murphy doesn't know he's in it. So Steve Martin films all kinds of scenes where he's behind him and around him and all this.
Geez.
And has him in the movie where he doesn't know that he's in the
movie.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Bowfinger.
All right, Richard, you're up.
All right, Andy, you actually made me think of one. And
okay.
That's going to be – this is going to – you guys are – follow me right now. The Truman Show.
Oh, yeah. Good job.
Because, and so for folks that don't know, The Truman Show is basically it's a movie about a reality show of essentially they groom this kid and he doesn't know
Jim Carrey
in a show. Yeah, they groom Jim Carrey. He doesn't know he's in the show and they have him married and everything. And finally, this gal wants him out because they think it's Cruel and Unusual Punishment. And so she finally figures out how to, kind of tell him that he's actually in this show, and he figures out that he's there, and, they've got these different ways of keeping him in. It's kind of sick and twisted, but it is a scam, right?
Like, it is a scam in that way, but let me jump out of order for a second, because we have a cartoon version of The Truman Show that we all love.
What?
Bolt!
Oh, true.
Where they're conning the dog.
Yeah.
He doesn't know that he's a character
he's
in a show.
Yeah, good one.
He thinks it's real life.
One. Okay, you guys are right on both of those. Good job, guys.
Okay.
All right, good job. Okay, let's see. We've got John and Cheyenne, who's got one for us. John, welcome. What's up?
Yeah, I didn't hear you mention it maybe when I stepped out into the truck, the Thomas Crown Affair.
No, we did not.
We did not. Is that Pierce Brosnan?
The remake was Pierce Brosnan and Rene Russo.
And Rene Russo, Charlie just said.
Rene Russo dropped dead gorgeous in that movie. If you haven't seen it, it's just worth watching.
It is.
I have seen it, and I want my wife to turn off the radio right now. And yes, you're right.
Yes.
Rene Russo was dropped dead gorgeous.
Good job, John.
And the original had Steve McQueen and Faye Dunaway.
That's still good.
I didn't see it.
It's not as good as the remake, but I'm thinking it's because I saw the remake first. And it wasn't as – I don't think it was as good, but it still had Steve McQueen, which was always good.
Yep, good one. Good one.
Quick movie trivia. Did you know that it was originally supposed to be Steve McQueen and Paul Newman in Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid?
Yes, I did know that. You're correct. Yes.
Yeah. And it was all over who got top billing that Steve McQueen pulled out.
Right. Yep, you're correct.
So
good one. John, thanks.
Have a good one.
Good stuff. All right, so Greg Bloom from Barber's Food just called in my next movie. Amazing how this worked. He actually texted me, and my next movie was actually this on my list anyways. That is Inception.
Oh, okay.
With DiCaprio. And that's a movie that while you can watch it at any point, or, you know, if it's on, you'll watch it. If you don't know that movie by heart and don't watch it from the beginning, you're lost, because it's one of those movies you literally have to see beginning to end, or you don't know where you're at in it half the time. Because it's that
type. You got to watch it several times anyway.
It's a thinking movie that you really need to pay attention to all the way through, right?
Yeah.
I mean, again, it's not one of those movies where you're going to cook dinner and watch Inception at the same time, or you'll be lost all the way through. You have literally got to be glued to it and watch it from beginning to end. It's that kind of a movie. Great movie, by the way, though.
Well, okay, to keep going with the movies that you got to stay with front to back.
Okay.
Steve Martin. And in this one, he gets scammed. The Man with Two Brains with Steve Martin and Kathleen Turner, where she's scamming him and pretending to be in love with him so she can take him for all he's worth.
What's the name of the movie again?
The Man with Two Brains. Steve Martin, Kathleen Turner. He is a brain surgeon who does the really great screw top version, where he screws off the top of your head and works on your brain.
I don't think I've ever seen it.
Actually falls in love with a brain.
In fact, I know I've never seen
it. It's very cute and funny. And Kathleen Turner is scamming him in the movie, and he has to catch her.
It got 3 stars on reviews. Is it good?
It's bizarrely funny. Yeah, it's actually very funny. It is.
If you like Steve Martin.
Oh, well, yeah.
What's the one stupid Steve Martin movie where his nose is super long?
Roxanne. It's great. Awesome movie. That got 4 stars in every paper nationwide.
Charlie's
Roxanne
shaking
did.
His head.
Yeah. I mean, Roxanne, in my opinion, is Steve Martin's best movie. But it's...
Based on what? You're all scratchy, Charlie. Oh, it's based on Shakespeare?
Yeah, Cyrano de Bergerac.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And,
which, by the way,
is a little bit of a scam, because they're having to scam Roxanne, who's played by Daryl Hannah, into thinking he's having to make her think that another guy is with his voice. He is romancing her through another guy who's too stupid to know how to do it.
Okay, Richard, you're up.
Man, Cyrano de Bergerac, I didn't think we were going to bring that in. I haven't heard about that since high school, Andy. Jeez.
I know. I dug way back in the Wayback Machine.
Okay.
All right, so I'll go with one. Andy, I don't know if you've seen this. I've mentioned it, I think, in the past, in that Snatch with Brad Pitt and Jason Statham. It's about boxing, and then it's also about kind of, they've got a diamond heist going on in the background. It's got one of the better fight scenes with it that's pretty famous, and they're a bunch of Irish guys, right, Andy?
Yeah.
What's the name of the movie?
That was one of mine, Snatch.
Good movie. Yes.
By the way, Richard, some really good performances in that.
Good movie.
Fantastic. You're just not watching it with, you know, again, with the kids around. It's one of those that you got to be mindful of, but a very good movie.
All right, I've got one, and it is The Color of Money. It's an older movie.
Oh, Paul Newman and Tom Cruise.
Pool, about shooting pool and all that. Hustling.
That was one of mine.
Movie, but, you know, it's a good movie.
That was one of mine.
Yeah, good movie.
Okay, I just can't get enough of Steve Martin and him getting scammed. I love doing this to you. House Sitter with Steve Martin and Goldie Hawn.
Did you just look up all Steve Martin movies, and now you're just rolling through them?
A little bit, yeah.
Thanks,
I'm doing
Andy.
This to
Appreciate
you.
It.
This is,
Thanks.
Well, I'm tormenting the host.
Thanks.
I feel very powerful
Appreciate
right now.
It.
This is actually a funny movie. He is an architect, and he's designed and built a house for his fiance. But his fiance doesn't want to move into it. She doesn't like it. Goldie Hawn is this grifter. She's this scam artist. And she moves into the house because no one's in it. And basically does it as a house sitter, that she's sitting for the house. And so Steve Martin has to deal with Goldie Hawn. And it's also a romantic comedy. It's a funny little movie. People enjoyed it.
Okay. Richard, you're up.
Yeah, you're just not an American for not liking Steve Martin.
Oh, jeez.
This is what you're learning right now.
Yeah, okay.
Just saying. So,
sure.
So I'm going to go with one that's, again, on the funny side, and we've mentioned it a few times now. And that's going to be Jim Carrey in Liar, Liar.
Oh. In your bra.
In your bra.
So funny.
when he gets pulled over by the police officer.
Why is that a scam movie? I'm confused.
Because he's a lawyer, and so he's got his whole job is to scam people. You know, scam other clients.
Well, and the big case he's doing for his boss,
they're trying to scam, and he doesn't in the end.
It's a complete scam that way.
Yeah,
I didn't think of it that way. That's a good movie, by the way.
So funny.
You could argue it's his funniest one.
I think that has got to be one of
that
his
even topped
movies.
Ace Ventura.
Because he just does a performance, especially like when he's in the bathroom beating himself up.
Yeah.
I mean, how do you do that? I mean, as an actor, that was in his prime. He, got to admit, the guy was good in that day.
Yeah.
He's, flaky politically speaking and all that, and he's ruined his career, but he was still funny then.
Boy, he is one of the prime examples of taking your politics and ruining your career.
And he did. You're exactly right. He literally took all that talent and flushed it down the toilet by being such a stupid, lib when it was all said and done.
Yeah,
right?
Even the libs didn't want to watch him anymore.
Him.
I mean, hey, we're Christians. How often do you want to go to a movie and be preached at?
You don't.
Nope.
All right.
You're up.
Okay, I have one. Let's see. What do I got next here? How about The Informant?
I've heard of it. I did not see it.
It's a good movie, actually. Really good movie. So it's a, scam movie, good movie. What, Richard? Go ahead.
That's Matt Damon, right?
Yes. Okay, let's make one more round, then we got to take a break.
Okay, really quick, The Freshman with Matthew Broderick and Marlon Brando. And by the way, this is a funny little movie.
Yeah.
It's a movie that virtually nobody thinks about. And what they've got to do is they got to make people think they're eating rare exotic animals for huge cash. And so they're conning these people in this while they're also trying to con their way out of the con business. And it's really very funny. It's very good. And, of course, Marlon Brando is playing his godfather role in this movie. Very funny.
All right.
So I'm going to say one, and I think you could argue it, Dad, and that's going to be Goodfellas, right?
Yeah, it's a mafia movie. I mean, they're always scamming somebody. I guess you could take it that far, sure.
I'm going to be honest.
He's scamming the whole time because they don't know he's on the end of the FBI.
Exactly. So you could argue that.
Yeah, I'll give you that one. No, I'll give you that one. He's basically scamming the mafia.
Yeah.
Yes, and that's one of his favorite movies. So.
Yeah. No, I'll give you that one. That's pretty good. All right, I got to do the ultimate scam of all time ever, because it was and it still is and probably always will be the biggest scam ever, other than Joe Biden win the presidency. No, I didn't say that. I did not say that. That would be the movie Madoffs, or the Madoff movies. There's two of them. There's Madoff, and then there's also Wizard of Lies. Both movies about Madoff. Ultimate scammer of all time.
Yes, he was.
Bernie Madoff, top of the list.
Yes,
nobody scammed any more people than him ever in the entire history of the world.
And it's so funny because he even has the name for it. He made off with, it's incredible. And the guy's the biggest scam artist ever.
Biggest scam artist ever known to mankind. If you haven't seen the documentaries on Bernie Madoff, I highly suggest you watch them just to see how he did the things he did. It's just absolutely amazing what he did, literally. I mean, you got to almost admire the guy for what he did, even though he was a crook.
Yep.
Right? All right, we'll leave it at that. Richard, good one. Appreciate it. Okay, hey, I got an idea for next week. Charlie actually gave me this idea, so I'll get your opinion real quick before we take a break. Time travel movies next week. What do you think?
We could do that. But I think we could find some.
I think we can do that one. Time travel movies. Yep. So
as long as you let me do Army of Darkness, we'll
whatever
do
that is, that's fine. Whatever.
You don't know. God.
I don't know what it is. Okay. All right, Richard, I'll let you go. We'll take a break. We'll come right back. All right. We have got Barber's Foods. Greg Bloom, by the way, he keeps texting me with great movies. And his last one was Holes, which he said was great for kids.
Yeah, it's a kid movie. Okay. It's a Disney movie.
There you go. So, Greg, thanks for that. I really appreciate it. By the way, Barber's Foods, best meat, literally, you'll ever meet. Or you'll ever eat, I should say, the best meat you'll ever eat in your entire life. That's what I meant to say. And literally it is. Whether it's the salmon they just got in, the bison, the beef, the pork, the poultry, you name it. And guys, I am not exaggerating when I tell you this. It is the best meat I've ever eaten ever. You get 2 pounds of free Wagyu right now with every order. Use beef at checkout. And that's Barbers with an S, barbersfoods.com.
Barber's Foods has been feeding Colorado families the highest quality protein since 1949, sourced from farm, ranch, and fishing families that they know personally. Barbara's Foods is proud to offer your family wild-caught Alaskan sockeye fillets, caught by their own fishermen who personally catch the salmon in the Bristol Bay of Alaska in a boat that they own and operate. Go to barbarousfoods.com to pre-order your Alaskan salmon fillets. And while you're there, check out the Morgan Ranch Wagyu, Colorado-sourced USDA choice beef and bison, Beeler's non-GMO gestation, crate-free Duroc pork, and Pittman Farms family air-chilled chicken products. Stock up now and save 5% off your entire order with the code SAVE5. You care where your food comes from. So buy your proteins from Barber's Foods, 100% Colorado native owned. Barber'sFoods.com.
Folks, Purefoy Chevrolet, if you want to buy a new or used vehicle, it's always great to buy it on the weekend. You can test drive, take your time, and literally it's like walking back in time to buy a car. They'll take great care of you. Trust me, I promise. Mention Rush to Reason, you'll always get a great deal. 303-659-8311 or PurefoyChevrolet.com.
Hi, my name is Denny. I've been a customer of Purefoy Chevrolet since 1994, and I got attracted to Purefoy because I was and still am a Corvette enthusiast. And they were recommended to me to do modifications to my Corvette, and it's transpired into over a 25-year relationship now with the dealership. Over the course of the years, I probably purchased 24 Corvettes and numerous company vehicles for my business, and it's just been an outstanding relationship all these years. If you're a Corvette enthusiast, there's probably not a better place to take a Corvette for service or any modifications you'd like to make. And from the day I came up there back in 1992, you just come away impressed. I've known Rolly now for 20-some years, and a good business relationship turned into a very, very good personal friendship.
Hi, I'm Rolly Purefoy. We're just up the road in Fort Lupton and on the web at purefoychevrolet.com. Find new roads.
Now back to Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
And welcome back to Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. And John, I have one more, and it's about a con man, a man pretending to be president. Dave.
That's a good
starring
one. Starring
Kevin
that.
Klein.
Good one.
Very apropos.
Yes. Yes. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
I might have to watch that this weekend.
It's pretty good.
It's actually pretty good. Yeah, good one. Good job, Andy. Way to round things out.
Kind of thought that'd be a good way to take it home.
All right, when we come back, hour number three will be next. We will take a few calls if you want to talk about the election and some of the things going on there and what we feel are things that aren't going the way they should. You're welcome to give us a call. We'd love to chat with you. We will have our normal guest at 5:30. Mark Smith will join us, give us his thoughts on where we're at, what's going on, maybe behind the scenes. He's got some great insight to that, author of The Vast Right-Wing Conspiracy. We get back, we'll give you the answer to the question of the day as well. We'll be right back. This is John Rush, Andy Pate, Charlie Grimes. We'll be right back. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.